Oh, good morning, beloved, and welcome to our Thursday edition of 5 Minutes in the Word. Today we are in Colossians chapter 4, and Paul reminds the Colossians to be persistent in prayer, and he encourages them to treat non-believers in a way that demonstrates Christian love. He concludes the letter with personal greetings to the community of believers. And again, God's guiding word for us this week has been discipleship. So, let's begin. Be persistent in prayer and keep alert as you pray, giving thanks to God. At the same time, pray also for us so that God will give us a good opportunity to preach his message about the secret of Christ. For that is why I am now in prison. Pray then that I may speak as I should in such a way as to make it clear. Be wise in the way you act towards those who are not believers, making good use of every opportunity you have. Your speech should always be pleasant and interesting, and you should know how to give the right answer to everyone. Our dear friend Tychicus, who is a faithful worker and fellow servant in the Lord's work, will give you all the news about me. That is why I am sending him to you in order to cheer you up by telling you how all of us are getting along. With him goes Onesimus, my dear and faithful friend, who belongs to your group. They will tell you everything that is happening here. Aristarchus, who is in prison with me, sends you greetings, as so does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have already received instructions to welcome Mark if he comes your way. Joshua, also called Justus, sends greetings also. These three are the only Jewish believers who work with me for the kingdom of God, and they have been a great help to me. Greetings from Epaphras, another member of your group and servant of Christ Jesus. He always prays fervently for you, asking God to make you stand firm as mature and fully convinced Christians in order, in complete obedience to God's will. I can personally testify to his hard work for you and for the people in Laodicea and Hierapolis. Luke, our dear doctor, and Demas send you their greetings. Give our best wishes to the believers in Laodicea and to Nympha and to the church that meets in her house. For you, after you read this letter, make sure that it is read also in the church at Laodicea. At the same time, you are to read the letter that the believers in Laodicea will send you. And tell Archippus, be sure to finish the task you were given in the Lord's service. In my own hand, I write this greeting. Greetings from Paul. Do not forget my chains. May God's grace be with you. And today's key verse is Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Be persistent in prayer and keep alert as you pray, giving thanks to God. Let's pray. Holy God, I praise and thank you for your mercy, love, and grace. Help me to be persistent in prayer and draw me close to you. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Well, we will see you tomorrow morning, beloved, as we start our reading in Mark chapter 1, where John the Baptist prepares the way for Jesus. Until that time, of course, as I always pray for you, may God's richest blessings be upon you and your loved ones.